A 3 meter tall bus stop signposts are creating problems for passengers waiting in the line in Jianyang, southwest China's Sichuan province, as it's that tall. And it's how are people supposed to see and read? So let's talk about these facilities that's available in cities that are creating problems for
Yeah,
people.
guys, don't worry. I looked at these signs because I'm tall, and it says, if you can't read this, you're short. No, that's not really what it said, I swear. But according to an investigation by a reporter of China Youth Daily, there are two kinds of bus stop signposts in the city. One is about 2.6 meters high, while the other is 3.48 meters high. Whoa! That's pretty high. Even Chinese basketball player, I'm sure you all know him, Yao Ming, who is 2.26 meters tall. That's pretty, I think that would be maybe pretty difficult for him. He might have to squint a little bit. Even me, I probably have to squint and really try to focus on that because that's pretty tall. So a lot of netizens are joking, saying, what good is a signpost for everybody when most people can't see it? Netizens, I'm right there with you, okay? And, sometimes there are names on these signposts and whatnot, but people are just really upset and complaining that, that they can't read it, guys. I would just say bring binoculars. Bring binoculars, you'll be all right. Okay?
Yeah, all these weird and user unfriendly designs are like they had to be there because there's requirement for certain infrastructure facilities to be in certain places, but when they are there, they don't actually serve anybody or serve anybody's any kinds of need.
What kind of curious, why would someone make a signpost that tall?
Exactly. I don't
Because
understand
maybe he was
either.
tall. Okay, I'm gonna explain it for you, okay?
It can be
Because
3 meter.
maybe, no, because maybe he was tall. And do you know what? Sometimes it's a struggle here. In certain places, when you hit your head on stuff, because it wasn't made for tall people. Us tall people need some tall things. We need a little bit to keep us going. And just yesterday I was walking home and I was going under one of those construction things and plow! A, I was immediately embarrassed. I looked around and I was like, oh, did anybody see that? Because that was embarrassing. And then I was like, ow. And I'm like, probably not a lot of people hit their head on that. And that was just a tall person problem. So you know what? There's definitely some infrastructure that's not tall people friendly here. Maybe I'm a little happy to see us tall people get a little slice of the pie.
Well, you do get extra attention, I
Oh,
suppose,
okay,
but it's
apparently.
still going to be a challenge for tall people. So this is for the super
Yeah.
tall people that don't exist in China. And the part I don't understand is that making a signpost that tall,
Yeah.
it takes up extra material. And why and who would want to do this? This is not making any sense to me. And apparently there are a lot of
Yeah.
weird designs or designs that simply are not user-friendly at all that can be spotted all over the city.
Yes, and first I'd like to point out the trees that are planted on the blind sidewalk in some cities. Basically, if you're blind and relying on those blind sidewalks and you keep walking, you hit a tree. Just
Ouch.
that is just not nice. I mean, we make fun of Ryan when he hits something with his head because he's so tall. And we can do
He's not
that.
that tall.
But
He's tall, but it don't make him sound like an alien.
and the thing is, you can't make him fun of blind people because it's their real problem. And sometimes they can see the sidewalk stopped. Oh, actually, if you want to show the blind people that is stopping or it's on a crossroad, you want those little dots on the sidewalk instead of the long lines so that they can feel. But you don't see that on a cross, so the blind people just keep going, which is really, really dangerous. And also, there's this one thing that I've never thought about, but our researcher did point it out, that on the buses, there is a special area for wheelchair. But there's no facility helping the wheelchair to get on the bus. And citizens are like, netizens are like, do you want the wheelchairs to fly into the bus? You don't provide them with anything and you just set the area to show that you're caring, but you're not really caring.
So why is this happening then? Because these people need to make an effort to even make the facility available despite the fact to use...the facility is often impossible. So why is this happening?
You know, I think this happens in the U.S., though. I couldn't specifically think, because it's been a long time since I've lived there. Couldn't specifically think, but there's, of examples. But there's these people that are in, like, public administration, these kind of things that are doing this stuff. And I think sometimes it's just a lack of consideration. They're like, oh, you can do this, and we can shave a couple off the budget and maybe put it somewhere else, these kind of things.Also, they just want to finish the job. You know, they're like, I have to do it, so I'll do it, but I'm not actually very passionate about this initiative I was told to do, i.e., like maybe they put in a bus, like, a, you know, something for a wheelchair, but then they didn't put anything to get the wheelchair on the bus. You know, how's that going to happen? Maybe they're like, well, people are nice and they'll just pick the guy up and put him in the bus. No, that's, you know, you gotta think.You can't think like that. So definitely, I would say also, too, you know, in all facets of government and public administration, there's these bureaucracies of how communication happens through different levels of government and whatnot. So maybe certain facilities, you know, it's why it's not coming out as good as we would like is because...you know, the communication's just not so clear between these different facets.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. As in between government, often you see that the different bureaus are separated, and it almost operates as if they are separate entities. There's limited communication between different arms of government, and there...sometimes seems to be a lack of willingness to communicate with each other. And why is that? I think often it is that the government organs all have different types of targets that they want to meet, goals that they want to achieve. And if you need to partner up with some other government organ, it's time consuming. It is troublesome for them as they think it's extra work. So they just want to meet the target on paper and make sure that this is going to be one of those work performance things that at the end of the year receives praise from maybe the supervisors of higher government who might not even go check if these promises have been delivered and if they've been done in a way that citizens will be satisfied with. So the point is just to reach that target, and the feedback, the user experience is not being considered. And through this way, those who are the targeted audience, the citizens who are supposed to benefit from this, as often these projects are being used by taxpayers' money, can't really get anything out of it. Like this 3-meter tall signpost that nobody can read. And through a small incident like this one, as some people say, we can see that there is something hugely wrong in governance, in delivering the kind of service that citizens are supposed to enjoy. So, is there any way to fix this?
I think it'll take time to fix this. Not fix this 3-meter high post, bus post. You need, like,a day to fix that.
And tell people to reach it, apparently.
Yes.
It's up there.
But by saying it'll take time is because we've talked about a mature society is a society that will respect each and every individual, no matter how different you think you are. And I think a developed society will also be a society that will be able to take time to focus on details, little needs from maybe the minority of people instead of the, on top of the majority. So maybe the first step is to making sure these weird user unfriendly designs not happening anymore in the society. And we can take a step further in the future on design some beautiful and interesting design, like when you're passing a crossroad, on top of a red light and the green light, maybe you can put on some music showing you this music means you can go and that music means you should wait for
a
bit.
Can it be like dance music so
it
I can dance across
dance
the street?
Music. Like, yeah. My point is make the design not only user-friendly but also beautiful and you can appreciate will be the next stage.
You know, there's this music video called Party Rock by LMFAO and they're like dancing all over the street. So in New Hong Lin City,
oh,
you know, they'll just be dancing
world.
Across the street like as the light's green for walking. Hey, I'd like to live there. But anyways, my suggestion would be a suggestion box. Not actually a box, but maybe
mailbox.
Some kind of like
email
online thing for like suggestions as it pertains to your city. You know, public governance, things concerning new initiatives and these kind of things like, hey, do you have a suggestion? You're like, you know, you basically X off all these boxes so you can narrow it down really easy to what you want to talk about and then say your suggestion. And I would even say this is good for even privatized businesses because who hasn't bought those plug sockets, those extension cords so you can have your TV and your PS4 and your phone charging at the same time? But then when you plug in two, you find out that third one, you can't get it in there because they didn't put enough space. And you're like, why? Why? And you're screaming. And then you need to move on to the next topic because maybe you have anger problems.
Yeah, that could be
the case.
That's
not me, though, I swear.
Really? Yeah, certainly. I think it does create a lot of trouble for people when it's a service that you're sort of expecting, but last minute you realize you can't use it. And certainly if there is more accountability in government, then meaning that those who are not doing a good job can be punished. I know it's difficult to fire these government workers who are holding the iron rice bowl, but at least, you know, maybe they don't get the chance of a promotion, something like that. And I have to say one last thing, that sometimes as citizens in China, and we're not educated the same way as in some of the Western societies, that I think you need to speak up if you're not happy with the service, being it private or public sector. As a friend of mine over the weekend did actually call the Beijing mayor hotline to report on a issue that was wasteful use of resources in the streets. And actually, she got a reply.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, and a promise has been made that that alteration will happen to that street. So, I mean, sometimes it takes you to report to be part of this. Public deliberation is also so very much important. And we all live in a city. We want the city to be better. We want our lives to be better. So there's different ways of participation, including you making a complaint or making that phone call, something like that. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Yo Hong Lin.